We're joined now by the head coach of North Central Missouri College's men's basketball program, and Jeremy Ezra. All in all, it's been a good start to 2023 for the Pirates. They had a 9-game winning streak heading into the middle of the month, 13-4 record. But, boy, it was a heck of a ball game, and I thought it would. You know, we talked about this one last week, Coach E, how you were 13-4, Southeast was 13-4. You get in a game like that, it was close, it was back and forth. They just hit a big shot with about 40 seconds to go, and you couldn't answer, and that turned out to be a difference in the ballgame.
Yeah, you know, it's frustrating, and you go back, and you had so many opportunities and all that stuff. And, you know, it's one of those games where we led most of the game, so you think you hate to be this way, but you get a little comfortable, like, okay, we'll get a bucket, and they hit a three when the game was tied, and we couldn't figure out how to get a bucket after that.
There are games, you know, and I know there's a lot of road games where you kind of feel like, okay, let's just kind of stick around in this one and see if we can get it to 5 minutes left and then pounce. And I kind of feel like from Southeast perspective that they just kind of hung around and they kept building confidence. Mm-hmm. They got to about 4 or 5 minutes left and they really started hitting shots at a high pace.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we just kept thinking, okay, we'll be okay. And or they probably, you know, they just hung around and they were able to capitalize at the right time, and we weren't.
Nelson Reynolds came out like a ball of fire, Coach. He had 5 threes in the first half. He cooled off in the second half. Did you kind of feel like, did they rotate more bodies and more eyeballs toward Nelson in the second half?
Yeah, I thought they did a pretty good job second half. Man, he shot it really well first half and did a great job. And, I think second half, you know, we weren't able to find them, and that was probably a compliment to their defense and everything, and we weren't able to do what we want to do and get him open shots like we usually do. So that was an issue for sure.
9-game winning streak, you take a loss on your home floor. You know, it's one thing to lose. I know you don't like to do it at the Ketchum Community Center in a game like that. And you have to sit on that one for a week because you don't play until Saturday. How's the response of the guys been in practice and getting that one back
this
week?
We just had a really good practice, and the intensity level was awesome. And, hopefully we can carry that over to Saturday because this is the one of the best metropolitan teams I've seen in a very, very long time. And so, you know, we know they're going to be ready. We know they're going to give us a lot of pressure and stuff. And so I was pleased with how our guys practiced today in preparation for a tough game on Saturday.
You know, I was just talking with Jenny a couple hours ago about how on the women, Metropolitan and St. Louis, we know this by this point, they had to disband their programs, not for good, but just for this year because of a lack of numbers with the program. And just, you know, for the women, it's kind of disappointing because, I know the women want to get back to Michigan, but you want to really be tested in the process, you know, yeah. Whether it's regular season and postseason. Yeah, I suppose it's both a good thing and maybe a not-so-good thing that Metropolitan is this good because they sound like they're going to test you in a big way on Saturday.
For sure, you know, and they're going to challenge us in some ways that we probably haven't seen this year really besides Moberly in terms of pressure and stuff and just guards that can really, really go. And we faced some good guards last Saturday too. And it's going to be a really, really – intense game, I have a feeling.
Yeah, in saying that this is the best team that Marcus has maybe had in 6-7 years, what makes this team stand out, Coach? When you see this team on film, what catches your eye?
Yeah, they're just relentless. I think they have a lot of guards, and they're big guards. They're 6'3", 6'4", guards that can just really, really play. They shoot the ball well. They're shooting it over 39% from three as a team. They rebound well. They're just long and athletic, and they understand how to play basketball. So I think he just has a group of guys that are all really similar and with that really good too.
Yeah, great matchup because, you know, you guys are 13-5. Even though you come off a loss, I know you feel like you got a team that's capable of getting to Danville in March, and I'm certain that Mark is going to feel the same way. Yeah, you know, I'm happy to see it just because I can appreciate what this rivalry has been through the years, and sometimes you're a little bit better. Sometimes Marcus' teams have been a little bit better. It sounds like that this is really a collision that's going to happen where you guys are going at a really good spot right now. So is Marcus. So all of a sudden, I'm looking at it going, man, am I ready for Saturday? Because this might be the best match between Metropolitan and North Central just on paper in several years.
Yeah, I hope it's a good one. You know, I hope it's a good one. I hope we come out and play well and can handle the pressure and do what we do and apply our pressure and stuff. But, you know, it could be a really good one for sure.
You scored 98 against Labette, Coach, and against Southeast, they held you to 80. And I know that Labette and Southeast are probably a little bit different at the end of the day, too. But what went better for you against Labette offensively that didn't go as well last week?
That's a good question. I think Southeast probably made us play in the half court a little more than Labette. I thought we were able to handle the best pressure and get out and run. And Southeast, we played in the half court a little bit more. But we also had some uncharacteristic turnovers against Southeast by just probably us playing too fast that we didn't have against Labette. So, we got to limit those turnovers and hopefully be better.
When it comes to when it comes to this game, Coach, because Southeast was much the same way, that you could look back at it and your team played well, just wasn't well enough to win. But it was little things. It's it's getting a rebound here and there, or not getting a turnover at a bad time. So you look at it and you say, well, that's only one part of the game. But it sounds like this is going to be the sort of a game where just little things are going to decide it at the end of the day.
Yeah, it is. It could be a missed box out. It could be us not crashing hard, or us getting a great stop but then turning the ball over at half court and then getting a layup. It's going to come down to a lot of small details, which every game really does, but we have to really, minimize our small details and hopefully go from there.
Has not playing this week or getting the week break between games, Coach, do you have any bumps and bruises that you've been able to kind of settle down a little bit this week with the guys because of that?
That'd be ideal and stuff, but our guys, like today, our guys practiced so hard, we might have picked up some bumps and bruises. But hopefully by this Saturday and stuff, that we'll be healthy and ready to go. But we try to practice how we play, and so that equals some bumps and bruises sometimes. You'd think, with having 4 or 5 days off, we could get some rest and heal, but we really wanted to raise a level of intensity today, and we had a couple guys just get banged up a little bit, but nothing crazy.
I kind of feel like Thursday is like, it's like NCMC Day, and it's also Old Home Day, because we talk with Princeton, and we know that Coach Richmond and Coach Collins are up there. So here's been the theme today. Here we are. We're in the middle of January. It's the 19th. We know how quickly the season goes from this point. And there's always that spot where the team is, and then there's that spot where you want them to be by the time they get to the region tournament down in Jefferson City. How close is where the team is now from where you'd like to see him be here in about 5 weeks, Coach? Is it a big big cavern or no?
That's a great question. Yeah, I think we're not near where we want to be right now. I think that, if we can continue to learn and all that stuff, we'll look at ourselves in late February and be, wow, that's what we looked like in the middle of January. Now, hopefully if everything goes right and we stay the path and we stay positive with it, that we are a way different team in the end of February. And that's not taking away anything from us right now, but you just want to always grow and continue to get better.
I want to remind folks, too, that without a women's game on Saturday, wear your black to the game. It's black out at the Ketchum Community Center. It's one game, and it's a big game. Certainly, it sounds like it's the biggest game of the season for the Pirates. It always is when that Metropolitan comes coming. But it's 4 o'clock. It's one game. Let's pack the Ketchum Center for it.
Yeah, the Chiefs don't make things interesting until the fourth anyway. So come out, support us a little bit, and then we'll get you home in time to watch the Chiefs. Just finish up and hopefully them get a W.
Just do what I do. You put the thing on DVR, and if anybody even mentions the game around you, just give them the evil eye.
Yep.
So I want to know what.
That's true.
I want to mention this with you, Coach. I saw this on email come through today on Martin Luther King Day on Monday. Had a bunch of athletes. I'd assume your team was involved, kind of did a day of service and went around and did a lot of things around town to kind of beautify the community.
Yeah, we did. And, we always enjoy it. It's always really fun. But we went out in the community and went to the local thrift store and stuff and did stuff for about two and a half hours or so and just, help them out as much as possible. And we love getting out, whether it be helping at churches and with soup suppers or helping at the library in town or doing this thrift store stuff. And so, it's great. I think it's awesome for the entire athletics department and to see all our kids give back and help out the community that supports us so well. So we, like I said, we really enjoy our time and, it's something that we try to do a lot of.
Peru State College will be at the Ketchum Community Center. Peru State College JV, 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. Next week with Coach, we'll talk about this matchup at the Ketchum next Saturday, the 28th, with St. Louis on Sophomore Recognition Day. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. We'll see you Saturday at the Ketchum Center. Good luck against MCC.
Sounds good. Thank you.